Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just south of Festus, perched on the bluffs overlooking the Mississippi, is a 2,400-acre castle estate. It was built by slaves, fought over during the Civil War, burned down, rebuilt, and now it's for sale. Union Pacific has owned the estate for the last three decades, and it's selling it. The price tag, nearly $25 million.
It was built by the Kennett family in 1854, said Lisa Lewis Gendron, a member of the Jefferson County Historical Society. Gendron wrote a history on the castle, and she told me the mansion is inspired by Italian Renaissance architecture. It has 18 rooms, a square four-story tower, and it was built from limestone that was quarried on the grounds worked by slave labor. Gendron said during the Civil War, both the North and South fought to get their hands on the property because it had a shot tower that was used for making bullets. She said the public hasn't been on the property since 1984.
I don't know who will get it. I'm just hoping that somebody gets it that takes care of it, keeps it like it should be kept, and maybe we'll open it to the public and let some of the public tour it. Been shrouded in mystery for all this time because nobody's allowed on it.
The whole property includes a fully furnished castle, an 18-hole championship golf course, and a conference center. Elise Rich, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.